Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Lockhock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rule scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is hit by the pitch. Brett moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Fuentes moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes tags and scores. Kemp tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ogilvie. Cowens moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. Patek moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Patek scores. Brett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heisa moves to second. Jim Crawford now pitching. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Buck Martinez now catching. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvy moves to second. One out. Mark Little now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Rojas reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Fuko now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.